So next up, we have John McLean. And I'll give him a proper introduction in a second. And then after that will be Sandra Waddick. And then after that is Eric Gullickson. So John McLean has taken the stage. I have to say I have been thoroughly enjoying his CD. It's a wonderful, wonderful piece of work, so you should ask him about it. And I'm sure that we are going to be charmed, entertained, and really thoroughly enjoy whatever John is going to do. Please, a warm welcome for John McLean.
Well, that was a very nice introduction, and I wasn't sure I was going to get one because I got myself in trouble with Ann last weekend. She posted a picture of her and John on top of New York State Empire State Building, and I said, "Oh, you look like you're a couple born and bred in New York." And I got this email right back said, "I was born in Dorchester, not New York, and I'm a Red Sox fan and not a Yankee fan." But then I replied, "Well, I'm a Baltimore boy, and I'm just a neutral observer, and I want to say you look the part, and besides, you look so much like New York that Lou Reed would want you in the band." I said the right thing. All right, this song I wrote about the single most deadly day in West Virginia mining history, the Big Branch disaster. The song is called Berkton, and that is the name of the nearest town to the disaster. And it goes like this. Come all you good people, I'll tell you a story about West Virginia and the Big Branch mine. Dark, deadly day, seldom remembered, but for those whose memories are frozen in time, I'll never go back to the town of Berkton, where I used to live, where I used to pray. Too many graves with names too familiar, 29 miners died there that day. Cold April morning, mine fan not working, fact well known to Big Gary May, superintendent of Big Branch production. Gary knew well how to best earn his pay. I'll never go back to the town of Berkton, where I used to live, where I used to pray. Too many graves with names too familiar, 29 miners died there that day. Gary, he worked for an outfit called Massey, Ronald L. Blankenship, CEO. Threats to the miners, two sets of safety books. Gary and Ronnie kept the coal on the go. I'll never go back to the town of Berkton, where I used to live, where I used to pray. Too many graves with names too familiar, 29 miners died there that day. Coal dust and methane, a most deadly mixture, when the mine shaft's not cleared by a hard-working fan. Good men paid the price of that deadly evasion, April the 5th, 2010. Who mourns for the widows? Who mourns for the children? Lives both shattered by the blood. that mine. My shaft is shuttered. Ronnie B has paid off his fine. I'll never go back to the town of Berkton where I used to live, where I used to pray. Too many graves with names too familiar. 29 miners died there that day. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, there's nothing like a good mining disaster song, and that's a good mining disaster song. How about another hand for John McClain?